National Council right next door. U.S. Law Radio.
All across the USA with news you can use. This is U.S. Law Radio. Well, we've all seen it. In fact, many listening in have had personal experience with it. When things get dicey in litigation situations and a client's very image and reputation are at stake, well, that's when they call in the PR experts. Steve Silvers is a principal at GBSM Incorporated out of Denver, Colorado. They work vigorously in strategic communications, management, consulting, and public affairs when firms face unpleasant litigation situations. Steve Silvers, welcome into U.S. Law Radio.
Thank you.
Before we get down to things, Steve, give us a snapshot of your firm.
We're one of those small senior level firms that a lot of people don't know about. We work primarily on a referral basis. We have long relationships with many law firms, whether it's assisting with litigation, PR, public-private initiatives, big real estate developments, internal investigations, government issues, governance issues, and that kind of thing. We've been around for 21 years. Some of our principals are lawyers. Some of our principals are former news people, business people, that kind of thing.
So you see a lot of action on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Probably at any given time, a third to a half of what I am involving myself with every day is what we in the business call crisis communications, which would include litigation and legal issues, working either with corporate counsel or outside counsel.
Steve, what do lawyers most need to know about the role of PR and communications for firms in litigation situations?
You know, a lot of times the attorneys, whether it's the inside or the outside counsel, are dealing with a very specific issue, whether it's an EEOC complaint or the sudden turnover of a CEO and potential shareholder suit, or something blew up or something fell down. And they'll bring in people like us because they're either worried that it's going to get out to the public, the media is going to get involved, or the media is already asking about it. The role of a communication strategist is broader, though, than what the lawyer is specifically looking at. You know, lawyers work by legal precedent. People like me, we have no rules. We're dealing with anything from ticked off employees that are posting or interpreting and writing about the situation anonymously on a blog, or dealing with newspapers and television reporters and any kind of things that have the potential to out the situation and escalate the situation. And whether or not the coverage of that situation is accurate and or in context is certainly an option, but it's not the driving motive for the news media. And so a lot of times what we do when we come in and we're dealing with these kinds of situations, you know, we're asking a lot of hard questions, because the first thing that we're trying to determine is there another shoe to drop? If you have a situation where someone filed a complaint against the company for whether it was a harassment or fraud or, you know, some kind of whistleblower thing, the rule has to be that the company has to say what it knows absolutely to be true. We have to know what the company knows to be true and what the company does not know to be true. What blanks still have to be filled in? Can we determine, or is there a risk, or is there a chance that another shoe will drop? Are there more people involved? Are there other complaints? Are there skeletons in the closet? The problem is that's the kind of information that comes out in the newspapers way before it comes out in a trial or in a settlement meeting or even in a deposition. If the story has legs, there's going to be a story tomorrow, and that's not the end of it. If the story is good, there's going to be another one the next day, then another one the next day.
Should a company always respond to a media inquiry?
Yes. There are only three answers to a media question. One, I know the answer and here it is. Two, I don't know the answer but can get it for you. And three, I can't answer that question because, and then you fill in the blank. Not responding is a response, especially at a time when corporate reputations are as low as they've ever been and allegations are very often presumed to mean guilt. May not be exactly what you're being accused of, but the public generally thinks that if a corporation has been alleged to do something wrong, then it did it. It did something wrong. And it's just using all of its resources to try to spin it or hide it. Not responding creates, at the very least, a question of guilt, and most typically creates an assumption of guilt. So you always have to respond to a legitimate – you don't have to respond to every blog and every potential paper cut, but when legitimate news media makes an inquiry about a situation, unless you really believe that you can stand the heat of a non-response And in my mind, no public company can do that, and no company with a brand that has any value at all can do that. You've got to respond even if you can't answer.
Some great advice from the master, Steve Silvers, on PR communication litigation situations. Steve, we appreciate the time you've given us here on U.S. Law Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.